Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. They will be rolling out the red carpet at Bingham High School as drama students star in Shakespeare's Hamlet. Because of COVID, a stage version of the play was replaced by students filming all the scenes for a big screen production. On this episode of the Supercast, we find out what it was like for students filming Shakespeare and trading a live stage for the big screen. We caught up with the cast as they were filming a scene in the greenhouse at Bingham High.
Grading so closely all his days, so quiet, with turbulent and dangerous lunacy.
He does confess he feels himself distracted, but from what cause he will by no means speak.
We do now find him forward to be sounded, but with a crafty madness keeps aloof.
Did he receive you well?
Most like a gentleman.
But with much forceness of his disposition.
Madam, it so fell out that certain players we orat on the way, they are at court, and as I think they have already ordered to play before him.
'Tis most true. He beseeched me to entreat your majesties to hear and see the matter.
With all my heart, good gentlemen, give him further edge, and drive his purpose into these delights.
We're here outside the greenhouse at Bingham High School to talk with Mr. Purdy about a project he's doing with his theater students. Mr. Purdy, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about what you're working on.
So we are taking Shakespeare's Hamlet and turning it into a film. So the students, there are students that help out, like with production assistant, camera stuff, lighting, and then just all the theater students are... They auditioned and they got in the film, and it's just a new experience for them. Film acting, it's a completely different thing than theater.
So is this a film adaptation in order to kind of cope with the impact that the pandemic has on your ability to perform live?
Yes, exactly. That was the whole thought behind it, is how can we do something creatively and in a new way, still give the students a really good experience, have them learn something new.
Now, you said that film acting and stage acting are different. What are the different approaches that students have to learn when they are acting on film as opposed to on stage?
Well, first of all, they have to be on stage, they have to be huge all the time, just really big facial expressions, big movement. When the closer the camera is, the more you have to get rid of that. It's all about honesty and like subtlety and just being real. So the big stuff doesn't work unless the camera's really, really far away. The big thing, though, that's a change for them is that they get very little rehearsal time, because we have to shoot. We have to rehearse a little bit and shoot every week and edit as we go along. So they don't get very much rehearsal, and they have to memorize way, way faster. So it's a big learning curve, but they're doing an amazing job. So.
And memorizing Shakespeare presents a special challenge, but is also very valuable to do that level of work. Why Hamlet?
Well, my favorite thing to direct is Shakespeare. I'm super passionate about Shakespeare. And Hamlet, I don't know, I mean, for one thing, Hamlet's just something I've always been afraid to do. But since I was throwing so much on the kids, I've always wanted to do Hamlet. I thought, you know, let's just really go for it and do the big one, right? The big Hamlet. Plus, I just feel like there's some themes and such that are helpful maybe to consider at this time.
I love Shakespeare. I love Hamlet. And actually, I'm here to audition for the part of Yorick.
Okay.
Do you think I could get that part?
Do you want me to give you the real answer?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you could pull it off.
You think I can
and
do
it's
it?
Not because you look like a skull.
Okay, well...
I just think you've got...
I thought if I went for Yorick, maybe I can get there. Maybe that can happen
for me.
It's
a good first step.
It's, you know, there are no small parts, right?
Exactly.
Just small actors.
Just small actors.
And I don't intend to be a small actor.
Yes.
I intend to make the most of Yorick's part.
Okay. You got... From what I can see so far, you've got the role, so...
See, I love this. This feels very validating.
Okay.
Now, tell me... You said that Shakespeare is one of the things you most like to direct. What is it that you like about directing Shakespeare?
Well, I love the language and the poetry, but probably the thing I love the most is that you can take these amazing stories, you can set them anywhere, you can do anything with them. I mean, for one thing, public domain, so you can kind of change it up, shake it up, and Shakespeare can't do anything about it. But also, I think that he would love the fact that his work continues on and on and on for so many years because you can do so much with it. For example, this one, we're setting it modern in our world, our own modern world, and Shakespeare, Hamlet is a documentary filmmaker, and he decides to use that skill and the camera to document what's going on in order to avenge his father and things like that. So I just love the possibilities with Shakespeare.
Have you always wanted to layer a new challenge with additional challenges, being new to the school, a pandemic? Let's put the play into video form and make a film instead, and let's adapt Hamlet for the modern day. I mean, you're taking on a lot of layers of challenges, and I really admire that. Is that just part of the package?
Yeah, I sometimes I probably get myself into trouble by doing that, but in the end it all works out. And in the end, I learn a ton. My students learn a ton because you can't really grow without those challenges. So yeah, that's just kind of how I am.
I hear a crow, and because we're talking about Shakespeare, everything feels like an omen.
Yeah.
I feel like something awful is going to happen to me. Yeah, that's right. It's.
Do we need to knock on wood, or what are we doing?
I don't know if there's anything we can do. I think we just turn ourselves over to fate.
Okay. Well, let's see what happens today.
Okay,
so.
We'll see what happens. You heard it here first. Tell me, what are the outcomes that you hope for from this experience for students?
Well, I mean, I want them to gain a new skill, for one thing. Like, there's so many opportunities in film for careers, and so I feel like that's just another tool in their belt. My goal for Shakespeare all the time is the students are going to come away with a greater appreciation for the past and like that language and that history, because there's so much history in when you do a Shakespeare piece. So I just feel like they're going to be more well-rounded. Hopefully they'll gain some maturity through all the challenges, right? And they'll come at their work in the future, in their acting work, a little bit more mature, a little bit more disciplined. So it's all about growth for me and watching the students gain new skills.
They'll be more versatile,
and absolutely.
They'll be ready for any challenge. If you can do modern-day Hamlet on film as a high school student, there are a lot of skills that are going to transfer to other projects.
Absolutely.
We pulled you out of the greenhouse where the filming is taking place, so tell me, why in a greenhouse? Why this setting?
Well, these are the garden scenes. There's like 4 or 5 garden scenes that we have to shoot this weekend. And we came in this location, and it's really cool. It's old, and it's really cool lighting. But this is like the scene where Hamlet... the scene we're doing tomorrow, this one leads into that, and it's to be or not to be. But the big to be or not to be scene. And the get thee to a nunnery scene, and so that's all happening in the greenhouse. So it's a new way to do that scene. It's exciting. So.
Well, I do love a Hamlet. I love Shakespeare. Ethan Hawke did Shakespeare in set in Manhattan, a modern day, didn't he? And there are a lot of different adaptations, so I look forward to seeing yours.
Thank you.
Stay with us. When we come back, to be or not to be, that is the question. More on Bingham High's film adaptation of Hamlet and when you can see these students on the big screen.
If you're ready to start your child on the path to personalized learning, we're ready to help. The Jordan Virtual Learning Academy is coming to Jordan School District in the 2021-22 school year. 3 new schools will be opening as part of the academy: Rocky Peak Virtual Elementary School, Kelsey Peak Virtual Middle School, and Kings Peak High School. Each school will have their own principal and teachers, and each will give students a choice in their own learning. The schools will offer synchronous learning, which is teachers providing real-time, live online instruction, and asynchronous learning, where teachers provide videotaped instruction for learning on a student schedule. To register your student in the Jordan Virtual Learning Academy, visit connect.jordandistrict.org.
All right, we're here with the young man playing Hamlet here in Bingham High School's film production of the play. Tell me your name, please.
Hi, I'm Javen Thompson.
You auditioned for the part of Hamlet, of course. Mm-hmm. And are you excited to be doing it on film as opposed to stage?
Honestly, doing it in film, this is a new experience for me and for many of my other actors. And it's just, it's so cool. I've never had this experience, and I'm having so much fun with it. And thank you to Mr. Purdy for, like, setting this up, that we're able to do this. Like, I am excited about it, yes.
In talking to him, it was really clear that he was willing to take risks and do some maybe uncomfortable things to be sure that this worked out and that you had this opportunity. What does that mean to you, to have him do that?
So he is a new teacher this year. So I haven't really known him for very long, but... So him being able to take risks and stuff for us to be able to pursue our passion in a time that is just kind of sucky, like, it would be really hard for people to pursue art and stuff right now in the way that we, you know, portray it. Him saying and going out there and saying that he's willing to take these risks and do these things, It means a lot to me.
I know the impact. I was in productions in high school, and you make friends and you get really close because you spend a lot of time together. Are you finding that with film production like you have with stage production?
Yeah, I would say so. There's some people that I haven't worked with before, and, you know, making friends is part of the whole experience. And these people, we've just become closer and tighter as a group, and I'm so thankful for them as well.
What is it about Hamlet that interests you as a character?
Ooh, it's really complicated. I've never played a crazy character, and there's so many different details throughout the script that are really dynamic, and he's just such a weird character. Learning how to do this character has been really tough.
What is it that's challenging about the Shakespearean language?
Ooh, so it's an older dialect, and that makes it harder because we don't normally speak that way. And they use different words and that we don't usually use. Like, I was just going through my script yesterday, finding the hard words and learning what they mean. And I didn't know this before, but apparently ought means anything at all. Because one of my lines is, no, not I never gave you aught. And what that's saying is, no, I didn't ever give you anything.
So does that mean that you kind of slip into this now in common conversation? And your mom might say, you left all this on the floor. And you say, I left aught on the floor, mother.
I can't say I've slipped into it, but it's definitely coming easier to me.
Okay. Well, I think that might happen. I think you never know. You could start speaking in soliloquies. Maybe iambic pentameter will just become irresistible to you.
I'm excited for that. I think that'd be really funny.
What other involvement have you had in theater?
So I've been doing theater since 2013, and so I was 10 years old. That's a long time ago. And so I've done musicals all the way up, and this is my first straight play. I've been in one acts, and those aren't musicals, not usually. But doing a play is a different experience, and doing it like this is an even different experience than I ever even imagined. But here at Bingham specifically, I've been in both musicals that have been done during my time here. So Singing in the Rain and Children of Eden, I've been in both of those. I've auditioned for the plays, but haven't made it in until this year, and I'm Hamlet now, so that's pretty cool, I guess.
Hamlet is pretty cool. It's a big role. Do you feel the weight of responsibility to play Hamlet when so many greats have played him in the past?
Whew, definitely.
Not until I ask that question. And
no,
now you do.
I really have. It's just... I've never been the main part, right? it's a huge responsibility, and I want to take it, and I want to make this play the best I can make it and do my part so that I can make my fellow actors look good. I don't want to be the reason that the whole show is...
Well, you make a good point. They call it a lead, the lead for a reason, because the way that you devote yourself to it really will be reflected throughout the production.
Also, I would like to say that it's not going to be bad. It's going to be fantastic.
I have no doubt that it will be fantastic. Well, I just have a bit of advice. To thine own self be true. I'm just saying that. You know, I heard that somewhere. Although you're used to musicals, this is at least lyrical.
Yeah. Oh, I have noticed that. I'd be going through my lines, and, you know, with iambic pentameter, you can feel the beats in some of the lines, and, you know, sometimes you want to go with it, but other times you want to, like, break it, you know, because you still want it to come out naturally, and sometimes iambic pentameter doesn't sound very natural.
No, it can become a little sing-songy, but anyone with a heartbeat can connect with iambic pentameter.
And, yeah, that is a good way to say it. Like, you can connect to the lines easier.
Let's hear your to be or not to be.
Oh, okay, the pressure's on. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether 'tis nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, or to take arms against a sea of troubles and, by opposing, end them.
You know, I think you sold me on arms against a sea of troubles. I think that's what I'm going to go with. I like it. Hey, great job. It's great talking with you.
Thank you.
If you would like to see Bingham High's Hamlet production, public screenings will be held on May 27th and May 28th at 7 p.m. in the Copper Pit at Bingham. Admission is free, but they will be asking for a $2 donation. Thanks for joining us on the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.